请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，我们大家能够来参加成人的神训班。
We thank God for the opportunity of bringing us to NATS.
那我们要用12个钟头一起来学习新约简介。
Through the 12 sessions I've been allotted to the topic, we will learn together the introduction to the New Testament.
旧约有几卷？
How many books are there in the Old Testament?
不是考试，大家动动头脑。
It's not a pop quiz. Just think about it for a second.
旧约几卷
？How many books are in the Old Testament?
39。新约几卷
？How about in the
27
New Testament? 27。
所以27卷，我们要用12个小时来介绍。
So if you do the math, we need to make an introduction to 27 books in merely 12 hours.
因此，每一节课大概要至少要两卷。
So on average, we need to go through at least 2 books each of these sessions.
那只能够简介而已。
Therefore, a brief introduction is all we can do.
那现在我们只有英文啊。那中文呢？我下午把它翻出来，然后用投影。
As for the handout, I apologize. I only have an English version for now. We'll try to project the Chinese version in the afternoon.
那我们现在看第一个新约的来源。
Let's take a look at the first section, the origin of the New Testament.
以及它的意义。
And its meaning.
所谓新约就是有新就有旧，就有一个旧约。
If there's a New Testament, there will be an Old Testament accordingly.
那这个分界点就是主耶稣。
The demarcation line is Jesus Christ come to earth.
主耶稣在十字架上最后一句话是什么
？What was Jesus' last words on the cross?
成了。
It is done.
救恩成全。
Salvation is accomplished.
因为主耶稣来世界有一个目的。
Jesus came to the world with a very clear objective.
就是要把人从罪里面救出来。
Which is to save men from their sin.
然后断气的时候成了。
And at his expiration, he said, "It is done."
就是救恩完成。
That is to say, salvation is done and accomplished.
那在这个之前叫做旧约。
Whatever came before this is called the Old Testament.
在断气以后叫做新约。
And after he expired, whatever follows that is called the New Testament.
所以我们一般旧约、新约就是这样在分的。
Therefore, this is how we divide the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那圣经只有一本。
The Bible is only one.
66卷的圣经
composed of 66 books.
那66卷的圣经，如果把它用一句话来描写，在讲什么
？And how would you describe or summarize all 66 books in the Bible with a single phrase?
在讲神的爱啊。
It is about God, about God's love.
那神的爱具体的。显明是什么
？What is the concrete manifestation of God's love？
在旧约圣经说万物遍地充满神的慈爱。
In the Old Testament, we are told that the love of God fills the creation.
一花一草一树木都是神的慈爱。
Every single tree, flower, and grass exudes and proclaims the mighty power of God.
活在伊甸园就是活在神的。
As such, to live in the Garden of Eden is to live within God's love.
那人犯罪堕落了。
And after men were corrupted and sinned,
那就离开了神。
Then they set themselves apart from the presence of God.
那神就要把人救回来。
God then wanted to redeem man back.
所以旧约就是在讲神怎么预备。
As such, the Old Testament explains how God set a preparation stage for salvation.
那新约就是在讲救恩的实现。
And the New Testament deals with the realization or execution of the salvation.
所以新旧约就是在讲救恩。
This is how both the Old and the New Testament are concerned with salvation.
那救恩就是神的爱具体的显明。
And salvation is none other than the concrete manifestation of God's love.
因此，在圣经里面，又有一个例子。
Hence, there is an example given to us in the Bible.
他说，旧约是影子。
Which says that the Old Testament is the shadow.
新约是实体。
And the New Testament is the body.
我们在物质界里面， 都先有实体才有影子。
Speaking materially, there has to be a body, a matter, in order to be a shadow projected.
因为你看到人，所以才有人影。
If you see a person, then you can expect to see a shadow of a person.
有树才有树影。
Only with a tree there can be a tree shade.
那如果没有看到人，看到人影，这是什么？
So what happens if you see a shadow of a human figure, but not a human figure?
这个有可能幻想，再来就是要赶鬼了。
If it's not your imagination, then we need to expel the demon.
因为没有人看到影子，这个怪了。
Because if you see a shadow and no body, then there's something wrong.
但是在灵界里面。
However, in the spiritual realm,
就是这个新旧约的关系。
This is how the Old and New Testament work together.
是先有影子。
First came the shadow.
然后才有实体。
And then came the body.
那个影子是什么？
What is the shadow?
那个影子就是圣经里面预言主耶稣要降临。
The shadow is a prophecy of the coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament.
所以那个预言就好像一个影子。
Therefore, prophecy acts like a shadow.
你可以看到神很好的计划在那里。
You can see the wonderful plan of salvation of God laid out.
但是实体还没有出来。
But the body, the substance, is not there just yet.
那到主耶稣降生。
When Jesus then came to earth,
这个实体才跑出来。
When he was born, then the body came to pass.
所以我们要了解旧约跟新约的关系。
Therefore, we need to understand the connection between the Old and New Testament.
我们先来读一节圣经节。
Let us refer to a Bible verse to start.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
17节。
Verse 17.
哥罗西书第二章的十七节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. Which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
这里讲，实体就是主耶稣。
The substance is Christ.
那影子就是旧约里面的预言。
And the shadow is the prophecy of the Old Testament.
所以在创世纪里面已经有预言主耶稣的降生。
In Genesis itself, we already see prophecies regarding the birth of Jesus Christ.
那个神有告诉亚当，有没有
？God so made it known to Adam.
蛇要伤你的哪一部分
？The serpent will hurt your what?
脚跟，对不对
？Your heel, right?
那你要伤蛇的是吧
？And you will hurt the serpent's what?Serpent's head.
这个就是一个预言。
This is a prophecy.
就是预言主耶稣要降生。
A prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣要伤魔鬼最重要的一部分就是他的头。
Jesus will be the one to hurt Satan's most significant section or part, which is the head.
那到摩西五经的时候
，Coming to the Pentateuch.
摩西有说，将来有一个先知要兴起来。
Moses said that in the future there will be a prophet rising up.
我们大家都要听他。
And all of us shall heed his words.
那这个就是指着主耶稣。
This refers to Jesus Christ.
然后主耶稣在圣经里面有提到旧约圣经有很多在讲到他本身。
Moving on, there are many recordings in the Old Testament that further prophesy his coming.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let us refer to one of them.
我可不可以找得到在哪个地方？
Let us see if we can find them.
在四福音的最后。
This is at the back of the four gospels.
路加福音二十四章。
Luke chapter 24.
二十七节。
Verse 27.Luke chapter 24, verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.
所以从摩西众先知这些经上预言自己主耶稣的话都给他讲明白。
So Jesus explained the passages pertaining to Moses and the prophets about his own coming.
所以这是第一个，旧约是新约是旧约那个预言的实现。
So firstly, the New Testament is a realization of the promise of the Old Testament.
那第二个就是旧约的这个历史在新约用属灵来解释。
Secondly, in the New Testament, the history of the Old Testament is explained from a spiritual point of view.
所以我们不是犹太人，为什么要读旧约的历史呢？
For example, we are not Jews. Why would we want to read the Old Testament?
好像以色列百姓过红海。
And for example, that's like crossing the Red Sea.
走旷野。
And then walking the way of the desert.
进迦南。
Entering into Canaan.
如果纯粹从历史上来看，我们根本就不需要读。
If we think of this from a historical perspective, it doesn't do us any good.
但是到了新约，我们发现这些历史的事实，用属灵的含义把它解释出来。
But coming to the New Testament, we can explain the realities of the story with spiritual points of view or perspectives.
我们看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第六节。
Verse 6. First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Verse 6. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
他引用这个旧约的故事。
This is invoking a passage from the Old Testament.
这一些都是我们的见解。
All these things are our warnings.
首先，雅各改名叫做以色列。
Firstly, Jacob changed his name to Israel.
以色列什么意思
？What does Israel mean?
神的王子。
The Prince of God.
非常尊贵。
It sounds very royal.
好，那出埃及代表什么？
What does the exit from Egypt represent?
离开世界。
Departing from the world.
埃及的王代表什么？魔鬼。
Because the prince or king of Egypt represents Satan.
世界的王是魔鬼。
The king of this world is Satan.
那进迦南代表什么？
What does entering into Canaan represent?
最后。
And ultimately.
就是进天国。
It is entering into the heavenly kingdom.
所以过红海代表什么？
What does crossing the Red Sea represent?
受洗。
It represents baptism.
过了红海就离开法老，离开埃及。
Because by crossing the Red Sea, one leaves behind Pharaoh and the Pharaoh and the Egypt.
那跨过约旦河代表什么
？What does it mean to cross over the Jordan?
最后代表什么
？Ultimately speaking,
进天国。
Represent entering the heavenly kingdom.
这个约旦河的这个迦南地代表就是神的国。
Canaan represents the kingdom of God.
那神的国有两个意思。
And there are two meanings to the kingdom of God.
第一个，神的国就在我们内心。
First, the kingdom of God is in our hearts.
神的国就在我们教会。
The kingdom of God is in our church.
第二个，神的国就是天国。
Second meaning, the kingdom of God is the heavenly kingdom.
所以这个进到迦南就是我们需要努力。
Therefore, we need to make an effort to enter into Canaan.
使神的国在我们内心实现。
To let the kingdom of God be manifested in our hearts.
在我们家庭实现。
To let it be realized in our families.
在我们的教会实现。
To let it exist in our church.
那要进到迦南之前
，But before entering into the land of Canaan，
要走旷野
，And there is the way of the desert，
在那一直磨练
，In order to constantly train ourselves，
磨练到最后就进天国
，To the point that we are worthy of entering into the heavenly kingdom。
所以那个旷野可以指着我们受洗以后。到神的国真的在我们内心实现这一段路程叫做旷野。
So the wilderness can actually refer to the period of our lives, starting from our baptism till we get to heaven.
在神的国在我们内心实现。
This is how God's kingdom is realized in our hearts.
这是第一个解释。
This is the first explanation.
那第二个解释就是我们受洗以后一直到我们进天国。
Secondly, it's concerned from our baptism until we enter the heavenly kingdom.
那如果这样的话，我们在读旧约，从新约来看，就有属灵的含义。
If we read the Old Testament with this mindset, then we find hidden or second meanings.
这个旷野每一个事情发生，对我们今天信仰生活都有属灵的意义。
Every single event that occurred in the journey of the desert has a spiritual teaching to us today.
所以这个就是旧约跟新约的关系。
Therefore, this is the connection between the Old and New Testaments.
那到旧约里面谈那个殿那个殿在新约代表什么
？What does the temple in the Old Testament represent in the New Testament？
神叫他们要建殿啊。
God told them to erect the temple。
新约代表什么
？What does it represent in the New Testament？
教会对。
The church，yes。
旧约的殿，其实就是新约的教会。
The temple of the Old Testament is a prefiguration of the church of the New Testament.
那哈该书哈、讲说神的殿都荒凉，你们自己住哪里？
Haggai says the temple of God is desolate, and you live in what?
天花板的房子。
In houses with ceilings.
但是神的殿破旧。
Yet the house of God is left in disrepair.
所以怎么样？你种的多，收的少。
So what happens? You will sow but reap less.
你收到的，神又大风把它吹走。
And whatever you reap shall be blown away by a wind coming from God.
口袋破了一个洞。
You will have a holes in your sacks.
看是装下去漏掉了。
You put things in it, but they fall immediately after.
到最后为什么？
Why?
因为神的殿荒凉。
Because the temple of God is desolate.
那现在把这个再解释到新约。
Now explaining this from the perspective of the New Testament.
就是说，如果我们没有在意教会的兴旺。
We are told that if we don't care about the prosperity of the church.
那只顾自己。
And are only concerned with ourselves.
有时候不容易得恩典。
Then it is not easy for us to be blessed.
那等到这个殿的根基立完。
Now after the foundation of the temple was laid.
圣经说，从这一天开始就要祝福你们。
The Bible says that God told the people, from this day on, I shall bless you greatly.
所以如果我们在乎神的殿的兴旺，
so if we care about the prosperity of God's temple,
那在乎神的国、神的义的追求，
if we care about the righteousness in God's kingdom,
那我们需要的神都会看顾。
Then all other needs shall be supplied by God.
所以这个旧约在跟新约有这样的关系。
Therefore, this is the nexus that exists between the Old and the New Testaments.
所以为什么我们今天不能够只读新约？
So why is it that we cannot omit the Old Testament when we study the Bible today?
因为我们如果要了解新约，有时候要读旧约。
The reason is that if we want to deeply understand the New Testament, we need the Old Testament.
好，那在新约时代形成写作的那一段过程。
As for the period of authoring of the New Testament,
神先预备一个国家。
God first prepared a nation.
这个国家就是以色列国。
This nation is Israel.
那在这个国家里面再来预备一个人。
And with this nation, God is so provided a person.
这个人就是主耶稣。
This person is Jesus Christ.
所以他降世为人。
He came to earth as a man.
那他降世的时候，那个是罗马帝国的时候。
And during his coming, the Roman Emperor ruled the land.
所以，在这个环境之下，用希腊话很快就把可以福音传遍到各个地方。
It was under these circumstances that through the Greek language the gospel was spread through the land.
那现在我们现在开始介绍新约到底怎么组成。
So let us now come into the introduction of the New Testament and let's look at its composition.
这个二十七卷的圣经里面，
Among these 27 books of the New Testament,
有五卷叫做历史书。
There are five of them called historical books.
有二十一卷叫做书信。
21 of them are called epistles or letters.
那还有一卷叫做预言书。
And there is one book called Book of Prophecy.
那这个五卷历史书就是我们新约的前面五卷。
The five historical books are the first five in the New Testament.
就是马太、马可、路加、约翰、使徒行传。
Namely, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Acts.
那前面四卷就是在讲主耶稣的历史。
The first four of them talk about the history of Jesus Christ.
那使徒行传就是在讲教会的历史。
Acts in turn talks about the history of the apostolic church.
所以前面四卷就是讲主耶稣怎么降临怎么他做什么他讲什么。
The first book, first four books tells us how Jesus came to us, what he did, what he accomplished.
他怎么复活，他怎么升天。
How he resurrected, how he ascended unto heaven.
那为什么需要四卷，一卷不够了吗？
Why then four gospel books? Wouldn't one be enough?
因为这四卷从不同的角度来描写。
One of the matters is that the four books are written from four different perspectives.
好像我们要认识一栋建筑从前面拍一张照片，从左边拍一张，从右边拍一张，从后面拍一张，你就知道这个建筑是像这样。
For example, if you want to have a wholesome understanding of a structure of a building, you need a picture of the facade, a side view, and a rear view.
那主耶稣这个人，从马太福音的角度，马可、路加、约翰这样 来看就看得更清楚。
The same thing applies to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Looking at him from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we have a more organic understanding of him.
哦，那使徒行传。
As for the book of Acts of the Apostles,
就是在讲主耶稣升天以后。
It is concerned with what happened after Jesus' ascension.
这些使徒怎么把主耶稣的吩咐把它完成？
How the apostles fulfilled the will and the instruction of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣吩咐什么？升天以后两大吩咐是什么？
What did Jesus instruct them upon his ascension to heaven? Namely, the two great things he commissioned to them.
问的不是考试啊，大家头脑动动。
It is not a pop quiz. You just need to think about it yourself.
主耶稣升天两大吩咐是什么？
What were two Jesus' great commandments upon ascension?
第一个，往普天下传福音。
First, go to the corners of the world and preach.
第二个。
Second.
第二个什么？牧养我的羊、
Feed my sheep.
往普天下传福音就是马可福音最后的结论。
The conclusion of Mark tells us that Jesus sent them out to preach to the world.
那牧养我的羊就是约翰福音最后的结论。
Feed my sheep, feed my lamb is the conclusion of the book of John.
好，那使徒行传就是把福音传开来。
In Acts, the gospel was spread out.
所以使徒行传第二章教会在耶路撒冷建立。
In Acts chapter 2, we see the establishment of the Church of Jerusalem.
使徒行传到二十八章，教会传到哪里
？In chapter 28, where did the church reach?
罗马。
Rome.
当时就是好像地极一样。
It seemed to be the far end of the world at the time.
那这个就是主耶稣的吩咐，第一个吩咐的实现。
This is the realization of Jesus' first commandment.
这个叫做使徒行传。
This is what we call the book of Acts.
就是使徒所找过的地方所留下来的痕迹。
It is the footprints left behind by the deeds of the apostles.
怎么把福音传开。
This is how the gospel was spread.
建立教会。
And the church was established.
那使徒行传以后。
After the book of Acts,
有很多的书信
we see many epistles,
其中保罗写的十三卷
among which Paul penned 13.
那这个这么二十一封的书信
among these 21 epistles,
主要就是在讲怎么牧养教会
the main context is how to pastor the church.
所以使徒行传是把福音传开
therefore in Acts the gospel is spread.
那这个二十一卷的书信是怎么来牧养教会
？And the 21 epistles tells us how to pastor God's church.
使他，我们先讲哦，主耶稣跟教会的关系是什么
？Let me rewind a little. What is the relationship between Christ and the church?
主耶稣是头，教会是身体。
Jesus is the head, the church is the body.
所以，这个牧养的目标。
Therefore, let's talk about the objective of pastoring that.
就是让每一个信徒有主耶稣的形象。
It is none other than to bestow the image of Christ to each member.
让神能够充分跟教会同在。
So that God can be abundantly present with the church.
所以这个是新约圣经第二部分就是书信。
This is the second part of the New Testament, the letters or epistles.
从罗马书一直到犹大书
Starting from Romans, going all the way to the book of Jude.
那最后一卷书卷是什么？
Which is the last book of the New Testament.
叫做启示录。
It is called Revelation.
这个启示录就是神把他在人类历史最后一段的计划启示给人知道。
In this book, God reveals the last stage of his plan for humankind and their history.
那这样就是新约圣经分作三部分。
This is how the New Testament can be divided into three sections.
历史书五卷
，five historical books.
还有牧会书信二十一卷
，21 pastoral epistles.
然后最后就是预言书启示录。
And lastly, a single book of prophecy.
这是大概是这样分的。
This is a brief overview of how to divide the New Testament.
那如果我们看英文的话，那个表。
If you have the handout, you will see a chart.
这个书信又分作两部分。
The letters in turn are split into two.
一个是保罗写的。
First are the Pauline letters, the one authored by Paul.
那保罗写的有的是在他宣道的初期写的。
Some of his epistles were written during the first or early stage.
有的是他在监牢里面写的。
Some of them were written in prison.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians.
腓利门书。
Philemon,
菲利比书
Philippians,
是保罗在监牢里面写的
were all books written by Paul when he was imprisoned.
哦，那他出了监牢以后，就写了提摩太前后书。
After he was released, he wrote First and Second Timothy.
哦，那这个是十三卷。
These are 13 epistles.
那一般不是保罗写的，就是从雅各书开始。
And normally, what are the epistles not considered to be authored by Paul start from the book of James,
希伯来书
，and then followed by Hebrews,
约大书
，Jude,
啊，彼得前后书，约翰一二三书
，First, Second, Third John.
好，所以这是大概它怎么组成的。
This is the composition, roughly speaking.
啊，那我们再看下面就是。这三部分哈，它到底它的主要重点在哪里
？Up next, let us see what is the main theme of each of these three sections.
历史书就是在讲救恩的显明。
The historical books deal with the realization or manifestation of salvation.
就是在讲一个人主耶稣降生。
They talk about one person, Jesus Christ, come to earth.
他讲的话，他的工作。
His words, his deeds, his work.
这个就是历史书主要的重点。
This is the main point and key of the historical books.
在前面四卷。
The first four.
那《使徒行传》就是在讲怎么把这个讯息传扬出去。
And then we have the book of Acts, how the gospel was spread around.
然后到了书信，牧会书信。
Then we have the epistles.
这个牧会书信就是写给各教会。
The pastoral epistles were written to churches.
那有的是写给个人。
Some were written to individuals.
那他的目的
，as for their objective,
就是希望我们教会能够改变。
It is to bring the hope of change in the church.
到最后能够有主耶稣的样式形象。
So that they can ultimately have the image.Or and form of Christ.
所以我们现在教会如果有很多的问题
，So if today we have many problems in our church,
那要解决问题要去哪里找答案
？Then where will we go for answer or solutions?
从圣经找答案。
We go to the Bible to find these.
因为教会是基督的身体。
For the church is the body of Christ.
那我们。真耶稣教会是复兴使徒时代的教会。
And we the true Jesus Church are the restoration of the apostolic church.
所以使徒时代的教会怎么去带领，怎么去建立，怎么去经营，就今天就是我们的一个榜样。
So in whatever way the church of the apostles was established, administered, or conserved and preserved, that is the way in which we should act today.
那我有问题要怎么解决？就是在圣经里面。
So if we have problems, issues to deal with, where do we find the solution? It is in the Bible.
所以圣经如果很清楚的明白。
If we have a deep and complete understanding of the Bible,
然后再加上我们大家祷告有圣灵在带领。
Added on to the guidance of the Holy Spirit through joint prayer,
我们就发现教会会越来越和睦。
Then we discover that harmony reigns more and more supreme in the church.
然后就越来越有平安。
And the peace is more readily seen in the church as well.
越来越会感觉到神的同在。
So there is more the feeling and the fact of God's abidance with the church.
所以我们教会发生问题，不要把社会的这些想法搬到教会来。
Therefore, if our church has issues, please do not bring the method that society prescribes to our church.
因为使徒的这些书信就是要帮助我们解决教会的问题。
Because the epistles that the apostle wrote are meant to help us solve the problems we have today.
那如果我们找不到答案，是因为我们看不懂。
If we do not find the answer within, it's because we are not understanding properly.
每一个教会的问题，圣经都有答案。
There is a solution in the Bible for every single problem that the church can have.
所以我们如果有圣灵的带领，每一个问题都可以找到答案。
So if we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit, there will certainly be an answer to be found in the Bible.
所以教会发展的百科全书是什么
？So what is the encyclopedia of development of a church?
就是圣经。
It is the Bible.
新约圣经。
It is the New Testament.
那到了启示录。
Coming then to Revelation.
就是整个一个救恩的完成。
It is the completion of the salvation in its entirety.
所以启示录就这样，新天新地。
So Revelation deals with the new heaven and the new earth.
先前的天地过去了。
The old earth and the old heaven passed.
创世纪所 讲那个神创造的天地是物质的天地。
The creation that happened in Genesis is physical, it is material.
到启示录的时候，全部都被烈火消化。
But in Revelation, all of this is swallowed up in flames.
然后新天新地要实现。
And the new heaven and the new earth shall come to pass.
那个是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
那我们这个属肉体的身体要改变成为属灵的身体。
Our bodies that are made of flesh shall be transformed to spiritual bodies.
那用属灵的身体来承受属灵的国度。
With this spiritual bodies, we'll be able to inherit the spiritual kingdom.
用属灵的身体来跟主耶稣同在。
With our spiritual bodies, we shall abide with Christ.
享受天国的宴席。
And enjoy the great feast of heaven.
所以整个救恩的完成就在启示录。
So the completion of salvation in its entirety happens in Revelation.
所以非常奇妙。
And it is quite wonderful.
整本圣经都在讲天地的开始，然后天地的结束，新天新地的开始。
The whole Bible then can be summarized in the creation of the heaven and the earth, the destruction of the heaven and the earth, and the creation once again of the heavens and the earth.
那这个新约圣经第一卷大概是在公元五十年左右写的。
The first book of the New Testament was authored around 50 AD.
这只是一个资讯而已哈，不知道也没有关系。
It is just informational or for reference only. Doesn't matter. You don't need to know.
那最后一个是启示录。
The last book, Revelation.
它在公元九十几年写的。
Was written in a year about year 90 AD.
所以从第一卷到最后一卷，大概相差。
So then there is a span of about 50 years from the authoring of the first to the last book.
那我们先来看新约圣经里面在历史书的一些简介。
Let us see a brief introduction then to each of the books of the New Testament.
这个从马太一直到使徒行传。
From Matthew all the way to Acts.
大概占的新约圣经的 60%.
The content worldwide is about 60%.
然后《使徒行传》就是四福音的延伸。
Acts is actually an extension of the four gospels.
就是主耶稣的吩咐的往外扩张。
It is the commission to expand the church from Jesus Christ.
就是从耶路撒冷一直扩张到地极。
From Jerusalem all the way until the corners of the earth.
好，那我看第二点哈。
Let us see the second portion.
那这个四福音里面它有共前面三卷叫做对观福音。
The first three gospels are normally called synoptic gospels.
那这个三卷比较类似。
These three gospels are more to the likeness of each other.
那第四卷就比较不一样，叫约翰福音。
The fourth one, John, is a little bit more special.
那前面三卷的圣经里面
，As for the content of the first three gospels,
它有共同点。
There are some commonalities.
第一个就是宣布弥赛亚的降临。
The first is telling of the coming of the Messiah.
他怎么出生降世到世界
？How he was born, how he came to earth.
一个历史上一个人的降生。
It is a record of a person being born in history.
但是到了约翰福音讲话就不是这样讲。
But then in John, the speech is a little different.
约翰福音第一章第一节怎么讲
？What does John chapter 1 verse 1 say?
太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
道与神同在。
And the Word was with God.
道成肉身。
And the Word became flesh.
道就是神，然后。
The Word was God.
它是从属灵上来讲。
It is spoken from a very spiritual perspective.
那其他三卷圣经是主耶稣怎么借着玛利亚怀胎然后生下来。
The other three gospels tell us how Jesus was born through a virgin.
然后约翰福音是讲道成肉身。
But John immediately from the get-go says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh.
神成为人来地上。
And how he became a man and came to earth.
这是同一件事情，但是从不同的角度来描写。
It is one same event, one same fact described from two different perspectives.
那接下去就讲主耶稣的受洗。
Next, we have Jesus' baptism.
主耶稣受洗，为什么要受洗？
Why was Jesus baptized?
要尽诸般的义。
It is to fulfill all justice.
其实他没有罪的，做一个榜样。
He actually was sinless, so he set forth an example.
那接下去就是主耶稣受试探。
Next, see is the temptation of Jesus Christ.
那证明虽然带有人带有血肉，
So it tells us that although yes, he carried the flesh and blood.
但是在圣灵的帮助，我们还可以胜过，还是可以胜过罪恶。
And so do we. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome the power of sin.
这个就是主耶稣胜过试探。
This is how Jesus overcame his temptation.
那接下去是主耶稣的教训跟行的神迹。
Next are the teachings and miracles of Jesus Christ.
那接下去就是主耶稣遍冒山上的显现。
The transfiguration in the mount of Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣的定死，主耶稣的复活。
F and G are his crucifixion and resurrection, respectively.
所以这四卷啊，这三卷的书哦，有它的共同点。
So these three synoptic gospels have certain commonalities.
好，那第三点就是，那到底他们不同，强调不同的是什么？
Point number three, let us see what is the divergence of their main point of focus.
马太福音。我们知道哈，启示录里面讲四活物哈。
We know that the Revelation talks about the four living creatures.
四活物是什么
？What are the four living creatures? Which are they?
狮子。
Lion.
再来，人。
Man.
牛。
Ox.
还有老鹰。
An eagle.
这个四活物啊，就是在主耶稣的身上显现的。
The four living creatures are a manifestation of Jesus Christ Himself.
就是表示一个属灵的人哈，他有四活物的特性。
They describe the features that a spiritual person has through the four creatures.
那我们现在就来想哦，这个四活物代表什么
？So let's let us think about this. What do each of the four creatures represent?
这个四活物里面有一个形象叫做人。
There was one which had the image of a man.
这个什么意思
？What is the significance of this？
第一个人怎么造
？How was the first man created？
有神的形象。
He had the image of God。
那一个人还没有受洗以前，他有没有神的形象
？So let me ask: Before a person is baptized, does he or she have the image of God？
没有。
No，
我们都犯罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
For we all sin and fall short of the glory of God。
所以信耶稣就是要重新。把神的形象把它追求把它显明出来
Therefore to believe in Christ to restore and pursue this image so that it can be regained
所以一个真正属灵的人第一个就是他需要有神的形象
A person who is truly spiritual then must have the image of God
这个叫真正的第一个人
This is the true meaning of the creation of the first man
是神看为好的
Is something that God saw and delighted upon.
是神所祝福的。
Is someone that God blessed.
是神看为有价值的。
It is someone who God valued.
是神看为尊贵的。
It is someone who God esteemed.
就是有神的形象这一个人。
For this is the man with the image of God.
那在四福音里面。
Now within the four Gospels.
路加福音就是在描写耶稣是一个人。
Luke describes Jesus Christ as a man.
他能够把神的形象显现出来。
A man able to exude the image of God.
好，那四活物里面有一个叫做狮子，狮子代表什么
？Among the four living creatures, there's a lion which represents what?
王哈。
King.
怎么当王
？And how does one become king?
狮子怎么在这个山上当王
？How did the lion became king in the mountains?
他有力量
He has power, strength.
所以他才能当王啊。
Because if he has the strength, he can be king.
好，那一个属灵的信徒
，As for a spiritual believer,
当他被圣灵充满的时候
，When they are filled by the Holy Spirit,
他就是跟主耶稣一起当王。
Then they reign together with Jesus Christ.
所以我们不要一直觉得自己很可怜。
So let us not pity ourselves.
我们是神的王子。
We are the royal princes of God.
在属灵上，我们是。王啊
，spiritually speaking, we are royalty.
跟主耶稣一起做王。
We reign with Jesus Christ.
那你我是一个人，我怎么做王
？I'm a man. What sort of king am I then?
圣灵充满，有神的权柄。
When the Holy Spirit fills you,
就是跟主做王。
And bestow you with this authority, then you reign with Christ.
那怎么做啊
？What is the method by which we reign?
你看到那个被鬼附着了，奉耶稣的名赶鬼，他出去了，那不是当王吗
？When you see someone demon possessed and you cast a demon out in the name of Jesus Christ and it goes out, then you become the king.
所以神的权柄在我们身上。
For God's authority is in us.
就像狮子一样。
Just like a mighty lion.
那我们为人祷告。
When we intercede for others.
如果我们有神的同在。
If we should have the abundance of God.
圣灵充满。
And the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
祷告有力量。
Then our prayers will be filled with strength.
这个就在当王。
And this is how we are kings.
神的荣耀在我们身上。
This is how the power and glory of God are manifested on us.
那这就是在马太福音里面显现耶稣像一头狮子。
This is how Matthew describes Jesus Christ as a lion.
那四活物又像人，像牛。
Among the four living creatures, there was one like an ox.
牛代表什么？
What is the meaning of an ox?
我们中间有没有人不吃牛肉的？举手。
Is there any of us who doesn't eat beef? Please raise your hand.
每个人都吃。
All of us like beef.
感谢就吃，圣经本来就讲可以吃的。
And the Bible says, give thanks and eat. This is what we are taught.
但是有的人为什么不吃牛肉？
Why is it that some people refrain from eating beef?
特别是农夫。
Especially farmers.
为什么不吃牛肉？
Why do they abstain from beef?
他辛苦耕种了。在田里面耕种一生，到最后又把它宰来吃，这个于心不忍。
It is because they feel guilty of slaughtering the animal that faithfully served them in the fields for years and years.
因为这是带有感情的。
And because there is an emotion, a feeling.
所以四活物要像牛。
The four creatures are like the ox.
牛就是说默默的服侍。
The ox serves in quietness.
你那个耕牛的人哦，他一直拖拖到最后拖不动，他就站在那里。
So the ox plows the land and plows and plows until it cannot move further and it stays there.
我们当中有没有做过农夫的？
Well, any of us are farmers at some point in their lives.
你如果一头牛把它拴在树下，你带另外一头牛去耕田。
What happens if you put one of your oxen under a tree and take another one to go plow?
那个耕田的绝对不会罢工，站在那里说为什么他在怎么样。
The one plowing, I guarantee, will not on strike saying, hey, how come the other one is just lying around?
你只用我，不公平。
It is not fair. You have me do all the work.
这是牛的精神。
This is the spirit of the ox.
忠于主人。
It is a complete faithfulness.
那这个四活物就是要有牛的精神。
Among the four living creatures, there has to be the ox to tell us about faithfulness.
忠于我们的主人。
Faithfulness to our Master and Lord,
主耶稣，
who is Jesus Christ.
别人做工不做工，那是他的事。
If other people work or not, this is their problem.
但是我的主人是耶稣。
But my Master, my Lord is Jesus.
我要忠心服侍。
And I shall serve him faithfully till the end.
一直到死。
Till I die.
那这个叫做牛的精神，就是马可福音。
This is the spirit of the book of Mark, the spirit of the ox.
那最后就是老鹰。
Lastly, we have the eagle.
老鹰代表什么？
What does the eagle represent?
超越哦，高飞在天空。
It is a transcending, overcoming, flying and soaring high above.
它有巢在地上。
But its nest is on the ground.
它也要下来捡食物吃。
It still has to come down to catch its prey.
但是平常逍遥自在。
But normally speaking, it flies about on high unimpeded.
这是约翰福音所描写的。
This is what the book of John describes.
耶稣的神性。
It is the divine nature and character of God.
非常超越这个世界。
Which greatly surpasses and transcends that of the world.
所以四活物就代表说我们人住在这个世界。
Therefore, the following creatures tell us that we live in this world.
我们有世界上的工作。
We have a worldly work to do.
但是我们的心
But our hearts,
是在思念上面的事情。
Meditate upon the things up on high.
我们人生主要的目标是在追求上面的事情。
The main goal of the pursuits of our lives resides in heaven.
不会贪爱世界。
Therefore, we shall not covet the world.
这个就是老鹰。
This is how the eagle works.
就是约翰福音所强调的。
This is the main point emphasized in the book of John.
所以为什么我们需要有四卷的圣经来描写同一个人？
So then why is there need to have four gospels to describe one same person?
要把主耶稣四活物的特性把它显明出来。
And the answer is to manifest and make known the nature of the four living creatures of Jesus Christ.
所以最后一个问题。
So last question.
我们做人要学习谁？
Who shall we model as humans?
学习爸爸。
Your dad?
学习妈妈。
Your mom?
做人要学习主耶稣。
We model after Jesus Christ.
如果学会了，这个人叫做做人很成功。
And if we are successful at modeling after Christ, then we have succeeded in life.
如果我们不把主耶稣放在表面，只学这个学这个，都还有缺点。
But if we only follow him on the surface or ceremonially, then there is much to do.
当然，很多人值得我们效法。
Of course, there are many people in the world that are good examples for us.
但是到最后要完全，就是要学习主耶稣。
But in the end, to be complete and perfect, we need to learn from Jesus Christ.
那怎么学习主耶稣？
And how do we learn from him?
第一个，先要认识他。
Number one, we need to know him.
这个就是我们现在在这里认识他。
Namely, what we are doing right now, right here.
那第二个，
Secondly,
要一个行动。
There has to be an action.
在调整我们自己。
There has to be an adjustment of ourselves.
更像他。
So that we can become more to His likeness.
这个叫自我反省。
This is reflection.
经过悔改的祷告
，and through a prayer of repentance，
那么接上立志的祷告
，and followed by a prayer of determination，
圣灵帮助我们
，with the aid of the Holy Spirit，
让我们变化更新
，then we can be transformed and renewed，
那我们就渐渐有主的形象
，and gradually we will assume the image of Christ。
哦，所以我们在这里哈，不只是认识耶稣
，therefore we are here not merely to know Christ，
也是要自我调整。
But otherwise, also to self-adjust,
更靠近耶稣,
to draw close to Him,
更像主耶稣,
to be more like Him.
那这样的话，我们这个神训班结束了,
this way, after NATS is over,
我们就不一样,
then we'll be transformed.
这个叫做进步,
and this is what we call improvement.
在神面前，这个叫做有价值,
and in God's eyes, this is something that is valuable.
叫做有意义,
it is something that is meaningful.
所以感谢神,
so thank God.
我们一起来祷告, 结束我们早上的学习。
Let us then conclude our learning this morning with a prayer.
一起跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。